I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and
me,
it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, man.
Half the show still to go on Ben and Woods as we head towards 9 o'clock on a Monday morning here on the home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan. And Padres baseball underway here in 2021. The Cactus League schedule beginning yesterday with a 5-4 loss to the Seattle Mariners. Don't worry about it too much. Going to be okay, Woods. I still think the team's pretty good.
Yeah, I think they're going to be fine. Good to see good to hear about the regulars being in the lineup. You know, Grisham gets it started. Lace is a double down the line. Ends up scoring on a Tommy Pham fielder's choice, I believe. A wide throw to first base, from what I understood. Great job, Jesse and Tony, explaining the action. Because, again, Ben, a lot of people up in arms yesterday. Talked about it right out of the chute this morning at 5 a.m. Go back and listen on the radio.com rewind app, Adam Klug. A lot of people were very, very upset that they could not watch the Padres. And I do radio for a living, so I'm careful. I like listening to games on the radio. Always have, always will. But there is something to seeing the first game on television.
I guess there is. I know the Padres and Fox Sports San Diego have never shown the first game.
Never, ever.
I don't think in my lifetime the first spring training game has ever been televised.
Does it change things because the Padres are supposed to be really good?
Maybe there's some equation that, you know, hey, there's so much interest in this team that we should be broadcasting all the spring training games on television. But that's never been the way it's operated in spring training. It used to be you get maybe one or two TV games. Now I think there's going to be 10. I mean, a lot more than there used to be that are going to be covered from Peoria.
And we'll have 13 games or 12 more.
I think the question is, why not all of them? And I don't really know. I've never worked for the, you know, Fox Sports San Diego or any other channel that has broadcast baseball. I don't know what the executives think behind the scene. I can tell you that putting on a baseball game on television is not inexpensive. You need a, you know, satellite truck, directors, producers, bunch of camera guys. You know, there's a large crew in Arizona. You got to put them up all in hotels and meals and everything. It's an expensive proposition. Now, can you sell enough advertising? Can you justify ratings to do so? Maybe this year you could, but most spring training games are fairly low rated, even though the excitement is there for game one, and we would have all been tuned in, obviously,
yeah,
for the first couple of innings. Then when all the starters come out after the third inning, do we all turn off our TVs and the ratings tank? Maybe not the first day because we're diehard Padres fans, but by the fourth day, when you don't know any of the guys who are in there in the fourth inning, are you really going to, I mean, are they really going to be drawing huge numbers for?
I think, you know, and maybe, you know, call it bias or whatever. I think the answer is yes, because I don't know. I'm sure there are other fan bases.
People
that are
at work, obviously,
sure,
during the day as
sure,
well, which
absolutely
makes it harder to watch those games. They're almost all day games,
yep,
during spring training. Now, the night games, sure, and those are the majority of those are televised. We're carrying all the night games. it's the day games when people are working, and we don't even know how long these games are lasting. The Padres game was the only one that went nine innings yesterday. Every other
crazy
game got cut off after five or six or seven, because that's part of the rules now in spring training as well. If managers just want to say, hey, we're good, all right, we'll see you, next time, and
Robert,
just end it. Makes it hard to plan for a broadcast schedule when you don't even know how long the broadcast is possibly going to last.
Robert tweets in, only in San Diego can you never watch a Padres-Aztecs game on TV in San Diego. Yeah, I mean, it does feel like that sometimes. You know, I know that there's a lot of people kind of worried about how they're going to consume the Padres this year, at least on the television part. We'll have all the games right here on 97.3 The Fan.
And streaming. San Diego, which is very cool. I was streaming on the radio.com app.
As was I.
Listening at home yesterday. Very easy, very convenient.
Yep, absolutely. And so I just, you know, they need to get it figured out where people can stream these games. You know, if you got the MLB app, you can't watch the Padres. You can go watch the Cardinals play. If you live in San Diego.
Nolan Arenado, standing ovation for his first spring training at bat yesterday.
Angel Hernandez did not get a standing ovation.
We'll get to him in Don't Do This.
Yes, we will.
Coming up.
He pretty much lives in Don't Do This.
Woods, we need a contestant to take on Woods. 833-288-0973. It's our new daily game of musical trivia. The Woods has only lost once, because I didn't count last week's.
Because he cheated. He admitted he cheated.
He was Googling. He was cheating. So if you want to try to legit take down Woodsy and qualify for a new March grand prize Las Vegas getaway, you can do so. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Call now. Get ready to play here in just a couple of minutes. I did see a quick update on him. I would say a rumor that was floating around last week. In fact, a rumor that you may have perpetuated
me?
On the airwaves.
Get out of here.
About the Padres being interested in Josh Hader. It was confirmed. There's definitely interest. AJ Preller was definitely talking to the Brewers. But in terms of landing Josh Hader, Ken Rosenthal wrote over the weekend, not going to happen. They're just not matching up on a deal. And while there was discussions, consider that one a non-starter now for the Brewers and the Padres.
Well, maybe we'll see him in July. You know, maybe he's available in July. If the Brewers are out of it, not in it, whatever, and want to dump Josh Hader for prospects, fine. It may be better off waiting for July. But I know, you know, I guess the ask was through the roof. Through the roof. There was a third team involved as well, I heard.
Rosenthal said they were looking for, like, Jake Cronenworth or maybe
Musgrove, I saw, was a name
Hill.
Mentioned.
I thought, well, I don't know. Tim Hill, I could probably.
Why do you hate?
I don't hate Tim Hill, but if you're going to upgrade to Josh Hader, that's something I'm considering at this point. But I don't know. I mean, he said also that he thought Drew Pomeranz and Emilio Pagan were the front runners for the closer. We kind of speculated based on what Larry Rothschild said last week that maybe Mark Melancon was the guy in the pole position for that job, or maybe it's just wide open at this point as to who's going to be the closer for the Padres here in 2021.
Yep.
All right, let's get to it. Woods, you ready to put on your musical thinking cap?
Always.
All right, let's get to today's game of Take on Woods.
Woods. Take Woods.
All right, let's go out, and it looks like, is this Jenny?
Yes, it is.
It is Jenny. Jenny, you are today's contestant on Take on Woods, and if you can beat Woodsy, take him down. Here's the March prize. It is a dinner for two at the world-famous Benihana, dinner for two at Fresco Italiano, voted number one Italian restaurant on TripAdvisor, and the two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Legendary Vegas fun. We'll put your name first in the hopper in the month of March if you can take on and take down Woods. Here's how the game works. You will have 60 seconds to answer five questions of musical trivia. If you want to pass and go back, if there's time left on the clock, we can always do so. If you can get more right than Woodsy, you will win. Jenny, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Woodsy has left the studio, gone to his isolation soundproof booth. He will get the same five questions. Polly, 60 seconds on the clock. Jenny, your time starts when I finish asking the first question. Number one. Johnny Cash performed at many prisons, including San Quentin, but which famous prison is part of the title of his first best-selling album?
Oh, gosh. Folsom Prison.
What's the last name of the brothers who formed the core of the English rock group Oasis?
Pass.
The song 99 Red Balloons by Nina was originally recorded in what language?
English.
Hawaii's Peter Gene Hernandez is known by what celestial-sounding stage name?
Oh gosh, these are hard. I don't know. Let's go with Little Charlotte.
Gimp Disco was just one of the off-putting names originally considered by what Jacksonville-based rap rock band?
Pass.
What was the last name of theirs who formed the core of the English rock group Oasis?
Pass.
Gimp Disco was just one of the... Oh, time is up. You did get the one right on Folsom, but unfortunately, that's the only one, Jenny. Hang on. Hey, you never know. Woods could go 0-for. Folsom was right. That was the Johnny Cash prison album. Gallagher is the last name of the Oasis rockers. German, 99 Luftballons was the original recording for Nina. Bruno Mars is Peter Gene Hernandez. And Limp Bizkit was originally considering Gimp Disco as a name. All right, let's bring Woodsy back on in, see if he can continue his streak of victories here or not. Woods, you'll get the same five questions as Jenny. You'll get the same 60 seconds. Feel free to pass at any time. If we have time, we'll go back to it. Paulie, 60 seconds on the clock, please. Woods, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Johnny Cash performed at many prisons, including San Quentin, but which famous prison is part of the title of his first best-selling album?
Folsom.
What's the last name of the brothers who formed the core of the English rock group Oasis?
Gallagher.
The song 99 Red Balloons by Nina was originally recorded in what language?
German.
Hawaii's Peter Gene Hernandez is known by what celestial-sounding stage name?
Peter Gabriel.
Gimp Disco was just one of the off-putting names originally considered by what Jacksonville-based rap rock band?
Limp Bizkit.
You got 4 out of 5. Very good. The only one you missed. Bruno Mars is Hawaii's. Oh.
What did I say? Peter Gabriel?
You said Peter Gabriel.
That
which isn't
celestial.
Even celestial. No.
It's because he had Peter in the name.
Bruno Mars is Peter Gene Hernandez. But with one right for Jenny and 4 right for Woods, congratulations, Woods. You remain the champion. Jenny, try again anytime.
What a weak, weak round of applause that is, Paulie.
It's a socially distant studio audience clap.
It went over like Ted Cruz's Cancun joke at CPAP or whatever that thing is called.
You were tweeting about that. I'm going, really, Woods? You're getting...
Bro, my whole family is from Texas and almost froze to death. And the homies up there going, hey, it's great here in Orlando. Not as nice as Cancun. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
It's great to be in Orlando. Just flew in from Cancun. My arm's tired.
My grandmother is like 80-something years old and was frozen solid. They had to poop in bags. You're up there doing, like you're at Comedy Warehouse.
Because you couldn't flush the toilet because the pipes were frozen? Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. And you're up there doing bits? But literally, it was like that kind of... That kind of applause.
Politics is such theater anyway.
It's such awful theater.
It's all theater.
Yeah, I was, that hit me a little bit close to home. You know what I mean? So
I do get that.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good job, 4 out of 5.
Thank you.
But
good questions today.
You
really
like
good.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I there's nothing
you're
you
an
could
Oasis
ask,
fan?
There's nothing you could ask me about Oasis that I don't
okay,
know.
I am a massive. Didn't realize that.
Massive Oasis fan. Like as big as it gets.
All right. Sorry. I made it too easy for Woods, apparently, by asking an Oasis question.
Yeah, don't ever. Just
file that back in the.
Stay away.
In the mental recesses for the future.
Exactly. George wants to know if he can have a rematch. Absolutely, George.
George, it's a new month, which means he's once again eligible for our grand prize drawing. So, absolutely, George. If you want to try to call in. Get your name in here in the month of March. Please do so.
He only got to take me down, and he took me down.
He did. Legit.
Fair and square.
Legit. No Googling involved. For sure.
This is like boxers. I'll give you a rematch. Or he needs to give me a rematch.
Ben and Woods brought to you by Cal Hope. Hope lives here in California, but during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673. Woods, we'll have Annie Halvren join us from spring training in Peoria coming up at 8 o'clock. We will also have our Tier 1 tour of the Major League Baseball teams. Uh-oh. Whatever, I'm just looking. Oh, yes, Detroit Tigers. Detroit Tigers are today's team, and we'll do that a little bit later, obviously, because Annie's at 8, so we'll push that back probably to 8:20 or so. Up next, though, don't do this, Woods. Angel Hernandez.
The first day.
But the reaction of the announcer was what really made it gold. That's coming up next. It's Ben and Woods. Right now, let's check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.